all, no matter how busy a person can be, but he can take out that 2 minutes. So we should try and read 100 times Durood. One of the great virtues of that is that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atu minan nifaq wa bara'atu minan nar, that that person will be free from hypocrisy and he will be free from the fire of Jahannam. Like that, our actions are such that we are guilty of hypocrisy also. We are really guilty and liable for the fire of Jahannam with our gunas that we have committed, with the amount of gunas that we have got on us. But by the barakat of 100 times Durood Sharif, we can get salvation from there. And today, what is hypocrisy? Today, commonly, we advocate and we even teach that you must have peace with everyone. And you must have unity with everyone. And you must go with the flow. How the people are going, you must go. And that has come in the hadith as the definition of hypocrisy. That when you are with this group of people, then you speak like with them, you socialize with them, you agree with them, and you are free and amicable with them. When you are with the opposite side people, then you are with them also free and happy. So that we call today keeping unity with everyone and keeping peace with everyone. But that has been defined as hypocrisy. So how much aren't we guilty of it? How many of us that we like a chameleon? According to the conditions we change, our dressing we change accordingly, our friends, our way of life, everything we see, how the flow is, how the people are. But by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will take us out with that. And to understand it also quite clearly, a person can't be friends with Rahman, with Allah also, and Shaitan also. Either he's Allah's friend or he's Shaitan's friend. He can't be both sides. So today we also, we try, when for example, when it's Jumu'ah, Ramadan, we go for Umrah, we go in Jamaat, etc., then we are quite pious. But when we go on a holiday to a resort, etc., then we complete different picture again. Our clothing also changes. Everything of ours change. So that should not be the case. So by the barakat of Durood Sharif, Allah will protect us. And it will save us from the fire of Jahannam. How many of our gunas we are involved in? Gunas that we have committed. And we should never lose hope also in Allah's mercy. No matter what gunas a person might have committed or he's involved in, but Allah's mercy is more greater than that. No matter how much gunas a person has, but they are limited to that amount. So it can be a huge, huge amount. But Allah's rahmat has got no limit whatsoever. And the other is, we should always be seeking forgiveness from Allah. Nobody can be perfect and 100%. So we always seek forgiveness. Very fortunate is the person who makes a lot of istighfar, tawbah istighfar. And we should try and read tawbah istighfar also. Not only read it, but actually make it. Ask Allah for forgiveness. And ask forgiveness from that gunas, those sins of ours which we know and that which we don't know. Ask forgiveness from those sins also. Because there are many sins that we commit and we are not even aware that they are sins. So Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So we should ask for forgiveness. So Durood Sharif has got great, great virtues. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill 100 needs of his. 70 of the Akhirah and 30 of this dunya. Just by the barakat of Durood Sharif. A person who reads 100 times Durood Sharif will be raised as a martyr, a shaheed on the day of Qiyamah. To become a shaheed is not easy. It is to be on the battlefield where bombs are falling, gunfire is taking place, grenades are exploding, a person's wife becomes a widow, children become orphans. So much of mujahada. But yeah, in the comfort of the masjid like we are sitting now. We're not feeling hot, we're not feeling cold, we got no tension on us. Just to read in 2 minutes 100 times Durood Sharif, and we can get the honorable position of a shaheed. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. A person who reads Durood, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. The person who will be the most closest to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتًا. The one who read the most Durood Sharif. To be close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, what a great honor. And there are 3 explanations the ulama give what it means to be close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The one is to be physically close in the vicinity, in the neighborhood, around Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a day where there is only Allah's rahmat descending all the time. A person will be there. Secondly, that person will be close in the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will love that person the most. And the third explanation ulama have given is that that person will get the most intercession, sifarish of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should try and read, besides 100 on Jummah at least, we should try and read it 300 times Durood. And then there is no limit. There are people who read 1,000, 10,000 times and even more. How much we can read Durood Sharif, we should try and read, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us. And when we read Durood, it is presented to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There is a special angel, Farishta, whose work is to convey, his only work, wherever anyone reads Durood, to convey to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And on Jumu'ah, without the Farishta, without the angel, directly the Durood goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replies to our salam also. Our Durood, Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam replies to it. And our name is taken in the court, in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And his father's name is also taken. So what a great, great honor. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah tabaraka ta'ala, or you want the love of Allah ta'ala, and that must be really our object in life, that we want the love of Allah. But seldom do we even think of it. Our object of life is a motor car, is a house, is a job, is so many other things. But the love of Allah, that we don't even think about, that should be our object of life. So, or if you think you have the love of Allah, how will you know that you got the love of Allah? How will a person know that Allah loves him? The way of that is, the Quran Sharif has explained it to us very beautifully, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, that is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how much of sunnahs we have in our lives, according to that will be the love of Allah that we will acquire. And according to that will be the love that Allah has for us. So we should try. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You have a perfect example in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like a person who wants something to be done, and he wants it to be done perfectly. And he gives an example, it must be like this. It must be done like this. So Nabi Allah Ta'ala sent Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with that way of life. With all those amal in his life, which Allah loves the most. Every sunnah of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam is loved very, very greatly by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And how much we will emulate and we will try and bring those sunnahs into our lives, so much we will become closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The sunnahs are greatly loved by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If a person loves somebody and he gives that person a special way of life, That this is how I want you, my son, my daughter, whoever it is, that or you must wear these clothes, you must behave like this, you must go to this place, you must have these friends, because you love that person, you want that way. That is what Allah wanted from us. And Allah gave all of that perfectly, fully, to Hazrat Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnahs are the most loved by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we should try and endeavor that we try and bring as many sunnahs into our lives. Normally people associate the month of Rabiul Awwal with Sirat. Other people with Milad. Other people with Maulid. And they talk only on Sirat during these months. But whereas the Sirat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is whole life. From the time of the birth of a child till the time of mort. From the morning in the when we get up, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana, till at night, Allahumma bismika amutu ahya. Whole time, in every facet, whole year, from Muharram right up to Zulhijjah, the whole year we should have sunnahs. But people, and according to my limited knowledge, in the hadith there is no particular virtue for the month of Rabiul Awwal. Of course, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born in this month, it shows also that what a great auspicious month it is. But they aren't all the virtues that people are referring to. We should also be very careful. Shaitan's one great ploy is that he makes a person go astray during these auspicious occasions. For example, in many Arab countries, the month of Rabiul Awwal, especially the first 12 days, not only Arab, Islamic countries, it has been given so much of importance, more value than even Ramadan, more value than the last 10 nights of Ramadan, or the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Those are valuable days, but they give more importance to this. And what is this more importance? For example, they have lot of dancing shows, young girls who dance, etc., with music, bands are playing, people are dancing, music is playing, and this they call the celebrating the birth of Nabi Sallam. Where Shaitan took us from where to where. So we should be very careful. And because of that, then you find like the Salafis who condemn this, and rightfully they condemn it. These are things which have got no basis in Sharia. So the Salafis, they do a lot of other wrong things also, the grading of hadith, etc., lot of other wrong things. But yeah, with regard to this, they condemn all these bid'at of what the people are doing in the month of Rabiul Awwal. It is well founded. And very sadly, it is claimed also that the ulama who are the righteous ulama, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they normally keep quiet about this. They don't speak about these things. Whereas these things must be brought to the notice of the public, that this month here, which is the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it doesn't mean that we must do all bid'at and rusumat and khurafat. It means we must we take it as a month to start practicing on sunnah, though throughout the year we must at any time. Never wait for the month of Rabiul Awwal or any other month to start practicing on sunnah or to start reading Durood Sharif. On any other month we shouldn't wait. As soon as it comes in our heart, we should try and practice upon all the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and read Durood Sharif as much as possible. So Allah Ta'ala says the criteria of the love of Allah, how much love you got for Allah, how to get the greater love of Allah is by following the sunnahs. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. And as a result of that, yuhibbukumullah. Allah will love you. And when Allah loves you, what more does a person want? When Allah loves you, any person if he loves somebody, a wealthy person, a person with influence, whatever it is, he loves somebody, he will shower his favors on that person. He will go out of his way for that person. So to get the love of Allah is to see how many sunnahs we are following. And again, in sunnahs also, we should not only see the zahiri, the outward sunnahs, which alhamdulillah, to some extent, has come alive in the ummah, like our dressing, etc., the beard, etc., all these sunnahs, these are sunnahs, and they are great. But at the same time, they are inside sunnahs also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told to his khadim, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should I not show you of a great, great amr, my sunnah, a great sunnah. And what is that? When you wake up in the morning, when you sleep at night, then your heart must be free from all malice, dirt, bad feelings, jealousy, hatred for any and everyone. Your heart must be clean. So there are the sunnahs of the heart also. Not only sunnahs of the outside. Many of us, outside sunnahs, like miswak, which is a very important sunnah. And may Allah give us all tawfiq to make miswak regularly. But to have a topi on all the time. As if we can help it, even when we are sleeping, to sleep with a topi. Our buzurgs took great particular care to have the topi on all the time. So all these sunnahs, if a person wear amama, even more better. So all the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a person should try and practice upon them and bring them in his life. So the result of that, yuhibbukumullah, Allah will love you. And not only that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And when Allah loves you, one natural thing is that Allah will forgive that person. Sins will be forgiven. Insan is such that we continuously commit sins. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan has been made weak. We fall prey to many sins. But by keeping sunnahs in our mind, our sins will be forgiven. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali was one of the senior khulafa of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He told his khadim, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, that Allah Ta'ala has just blessed me with some great knowledge, some great understanding of Deen, of the Quran Sharif. And what was that? That Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, why does Allah forgive sins so much? Because Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorul Wadood. Allah Ghafoor is also the superlative, the extreme meaning, very great. Allah is very, very Ghafoor, very forgiving. And why? Because He is Wadood. Because that is also superlative. Because Allah loves very greatly, that's why Allah forgives very greatly. So Allah Ta'ala is Wallahu Ghafoorur Rahim. And yeah, Allah Ta'ala said that Allah is Ghafoor. One is Hadrat Maulana Anzar Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained this very beautifully once. Rahmatullah Ali, sitting here on the mimbar, he explained to us, yeah, that one is a person who commits guna, who does wrong. In the terminology of the Quran Sharif, he is referred to normally as a zalim, a person who is doing wrong. He is a zalim, a wrongdoer, an oppressor, a person who is breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So he said, if you are a zalim, which we are, we commit gunas, we are breaking the laws, Allah's favors are so many upon us, but yet we break the laws of Allah, we disobey Him. So he says, it's very easy to come out of that. You just make tawbah. If you are zalim, you will find Allah Ta'ala to be ghafir, that Allah forgives sins. And if you commit a lot of gunas, then you are zallam. That is, like big, bigger, biggest. So compare degrees of comparison. So if you are committing lot of gunas, then you are zallam. And we are also zallam. We are committing lot of gunas. But you just make tawbah, istighfar, you will find Allah Ta'ala is ghaffar. So if you are zalim, Allah Ta'ala, you will find Allah is ghafir. If you are zallam, you will find Allah Ta'ala is ghaffar. And more than that, muntahal jumu'ah, the extreme limit, if you are more sinful than that, you are zaloom. One is to be zalim, one is to be zallam, and the most is to be zaloom. Very, very, very sinful. Then also, you just have to turn to Allah, you will find Allah Ta'ala is ghafoor. Where Allah is ghafir also, Allah is ghaffar also. And no, those two names of Allah are not taken so much in the Quran Sharif. But ghafoor has been taken very much in the Quran Sharif. Oh, so Allah Ta'ala is very, very forgiving. We just have to turn. Stick to the right way of life. The way of an'amta alayhim. Those that Allah Ta'ala has blessed. Min al-Nabiyyin, wa-Siddiqin, wa-Shuhada'i, wa-Salihin. Al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Those that Allah Ta'ala has blessed. But we are weak, we will falter. Then Allah left the doors of Tawbah open for us. Just keep on making Tawbah and never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. No matter what, how pious you think you are, in the first place, a person should never think he is pious. What is our piety in front of Allah? It's nothing whatsoever. So, and no matter how pious you may be, or no matter how sinful you may be, but never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And never ever give up on making tawbah and istighfar. Fortunate is that person who makes tawbah istighfar. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that fortunate is that person on the day of Qiyamah who will find a lot of tawbah and istighfar in his nama-i-amal. By tawbah and istighfar, Allah Ta'ala forgives gunas. Allah Ta'ala removes worry. Allah Ta'ala removes all anxiety. And Allah gives وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ from sources that you cannot imagine. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives you. So Allah Ta'ala, so this is, we should try our best to try and bring as many sunnahs in our lives and try our best to bring as many to read as much Durood Sharif also. And with Durood Sharif, make tawbah and istighfar also for all our gunas regularly. And this should not just be a talk that is given, but it should turn into practice. We should be now doing, practicing upon sunnah. See which sunnah is not in my life. And there are still plenty of sunnahs which are not in our lives. Just recently I read, and then I realized that that sunnah and how many other sunnahs are still not in our life. That when you get onto a conveyance, you should say Allahu Akbar because you have gone one step up. So when we get in the car, we should be saying Allahu Akbar. When you go down, Subhanallah. But many of us, that is still not in our lives. Like that, eating sunnahs, Bismillah sunnah. Many, many sunnahs are not in our lives. May Allah give us topic, inshallah.